country man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wind and moan boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly.
Hey, this is your Hillbilly. Hillbilly James here from the hills of North Dakota. Oh, wait a minute, there aren't any hills in North Dakota. Well, at least not in eastern North Dakota where I am. Probably the biggest hill here. You know, we actually have a ski run in Pembina, which is just north of me. And I think it's about, 90 feet or 100 feet. That's our ski run in the winter. It's just down, the side of a ravine. Maybe I'm shortchanging him by saying 90 or 100 feet. Maybe it's something spectacular like 200 feet. But anyway, not too impressive to people from Colorado who have, 5,000-foot runs. Anyway, here we are. This is your Hillbilly, and this is the Trump Phenomenon radio show here on July 31st, 2020. And, wow. A good day. A good day in the Trump era and the Trump phenomenon. Well, as Hank Williams sings, Merle Haggard sings, it's just a snowball headed for hell. Well, yes, we are. But I guess it's a good day in the day of the snowball headed for hell. Anyway, this is a live show and sometimes even lively. And you can call in at 800-313-9443. And if for the last 2 days you've been itching to call, this is a good chance to call because I couldn't figure out what was wrong with my computer. So what's the last straw? What's the last resort when you can't figure out what's going on with your computer? Well, knock on your daughter's door and ask her to come in and fix it. So my 15-year-old daughter fixed it. All right. So we're back 100%. She did it. Now, what did I forget? Anything? No. We've got a schedule change in my Monday through Friday show. So all of you regulars here, the Monday through Friday Trump Phenomenon audience, we're going to be limited to our Sunday show, 2-hour show on Sunday. We'll be there. Don't worry. We'll pack a whole week's worth of Trump Phenomena into a 2-hour show on Sunday. So make a point, mark it on your calendar there, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern time every Sunday. You will hear the Trump phenomenon with yours truly. And that'll actually, you know, I may get a chance to give you an even more power-packed and punchy show with that kind of focus. So, in some ways, for any of you who can't tune in on Sunday, this is a sad farewell to you from me, because we've been doing this for 5 years. Can you believe that? 5 years. And, you know, we're not done, of course. In the world of radio, you never know, you know, the slopes go up, the slopes go down, the ski runs are wild, trees everywhere, don't hit the trees. And so it's radio is wild and woolly. So don't worry. And your is tough as nails and raring to go. And what's this? How does the song go? I'm not as good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was. Something like that. But actually, I think I am as good as I once was. So we'll go with that. Now, my highlight today in the Trump phenomenon was Representative Jim Jordan of Ohio. Wow. What a man. I'll bet you he's got a bunch of Merle Haggard CDs on his stereo rack. Listen to him pasting this punk Fauci. Just pounding him, slapping him around the ring. This little weasel, this rat, this worm, Fauci. Now, yeah, well, listen to Jordan do it. And by the way, I'm playing all of this from Donald Trump's Twitter account. So, and Donald Trump says, what does he say about this? Well, Donald Trump likes, he put Jim Jordan up. He posted this. So he's loving it. So consider all of that Jim Jordan says to be also coming from the mind of Donald Trump. Here he comes. Jim Jordan versus Anthony Fauci. What a mismatch.
The chair now recognizes for 5 minutes, Mr. Jordan.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Dr. Fauci, do protests increase the spread of the virus?
Do protests increase the spread of the virus?
Now, let me interrupt right there. Anthony Fauci never answers the question. Jim Jordan has to ask this puke, this anti-intellectual. That's what left-wing intellectuals are. They actually are anti-thinking. They're anti-logic. They're anti-truth. They're anti-American as well. But notice this is so typical of left-wing thinking. It was a simple question. Do protests spread the virus? It's a simple question. The answer, if from Fauci's point of view, is yes, if he's going to be in any way consistent. But see, that's another thing about liberals and left-wingers. Consistency is a vice. It's not a virtue. Being consistent is a right-wing, white European trait that has to be eradicated. So here we go. You're going to hear this question asked many times, but you're never going to hear an answer.
I think I can make a general statement.
Well, 500,000 protesters on June 6th alone. Yeah. I'm just asking, that number of people, does it increase the spread of the virus?
Crowding together, particularly when you're not wearing a mask, contributes to the spread of the virus.
Should we limit the protesting?
I'm not sure what you mean. How do we say limit the protesting?
See, now, again, not answering the question. Should we limit the protesting? That's another easy one. From Fauci's point of view, if he's going to be consistent, which he's not, the answer is yes, we should. But now he's pretending, I don't know what you're saying. What are you saying? I'm not sure. I only went to the university for 20 or 30 years, and I only have 45 different degrees. Could you please explain what you're asking?
Government limit the protesting.
I don't think that's relevant to...
Well, you just said if it increases the spread of the virus, I'm just asking, should we limit it?
Well, I'm not in a position to determine what the government can do in a forceful way.
Well, you make all kinds of recommendations. You make comments on dating, on baseball, on everything you can imagine. I'm just asking, you just said that protests increase the spread. I'm just asking, should we try to limit the protests?
No, I think I would leave that to people who have more of a position to do that. I can tell you.
Government stopping people from going to church, Dr. Fauci?
Yeah.
Last week in the Calvary Chapel case, 5 liberals on the Supreme Court said it was okay for Nevada to limit church services. Justice Gorsuch said it best. He said there's no world in which the Constitution permits Nevada to favor Caesar's Palace over Calvary Chapel. I'm just asking, is there a world where the Constitution says you can favor one First Amendment liberty protesting over another practicing your faith?
I'm not favoring anybody over anybody. I'm just making a statement.
You little lying puke. You lying little piece of garbage. I'm not favoring anybody over anybody. What a lying SOB. This left-wing puke, of course, is favoring anything left-wing over anything patriotic. And here's one thing I love. You'll see, you can't see it unless you look really closely at your speakers. Maybe you can see Fauci's face in the grill pattern there. You see a face of Fauci maybe in a screen door or something. You see Fauci with this, guys have a phrase for this, a blank-faced grin. He's got this blank-faced grin. You have to provide the missing word that rhymes with hit, as in baseball. Fauci's apparently a big fan of baseball. You saw his wonderful opening pitch for the opening game, the game opener there, the Yankees versus the Washington Nationals in Washington. That was really something. But anyway, his face, Jim Jordan just beats the crap out of Fauci. And Fauci starts laughing and smirking and making faces. And we know that President Trump saw this because he's tweeting it. So he watched Jordan clobber this puke Fauci. And you know that the president, from his TV or from wherever he was watching, was jabbing his fist in the air going, get him, Jim.
Statement that's a broad statement that avoid crowds of any type, no matter where you are, because that leads to the acquisition and transmission. And I don't judge one crowd versus another crowd. When you're in a crowd, particularly if you're not wearing a mask, that induces the spread.
It's a simple question, doctor. Should we limit the protests? Government is obviously limiting people going to church. And look, there's been no violence that I can see at church. I haven't seen people.
No violence at church. Now, Jim Jordan is being, Jim Jordan is so much more intelligent than little Anthony Fauci. You know, Jim Jordan was an Olympic champion, U.S. national champion, gold medal wrestler. At, I think, Ohio State. This guy is a winner. He is a competitor. He's a warrior. And you'll see that, actually. You'll notice his ears look a little bit worn. And that's what happens to champion wrestlers, is that all those headlocks that they're in. But, Jim Jordan can tell you an awful lot about headlocks and how good they are as a way to subdue somebody peacefully. And how terrible it is to police not to have the headlock. It's a way to not hurt somebody and subdue them, to arrest them, to pacify them, to stop a fight, to avoid a gunfight.
Well, during a church service, go out and harm police officers or burn buildings. But we know that. I mean, for 63 days, 9 weeks, it's been happening in Portland.
Right. Yeah.
Well, one night in Chicago, 49 officers were injured, but no limit to protest, but. Boy, you can't go to church on Sunday.
I don't know how many times I can answer that. I'm not going to opine on limiting anything. I'm just going to tell you.
You've opined on a lot of things, Dr. Fauci.
Yeah,
oh, I love that. I'm not going to opine on anything. You've opined on a lot of things, Dr. Fauci, which includes, by the way, early on in this coronavirus hoax, opined said sex with strangers is just fine. You know, he was trying to describing, he was opining on, well, what's okay and what's not okay. You wash your hands, but sex with strangers, nothing wrong with that. Who asked you, Fauci? We don't want to know. We don't want to know about your sex life, buddy.
But I've never.
This is something that directly impacts the spread of the virus, and I'm asking your position on the protest.
Yeah, I'm not going to opine on limiting anything. I'm telling you what it is, the danger, and you can make your own conclusion about that.
Now, notice he's not even grammatical. You know, these liberals get away with this crap. I'm not even telling you what it is, the danger. Okay, would you parse that sentence for me? I'm not even telling you what it is, the danger. Now, let me see. How would that sentence do on an English final? I'm not even telling you what it is, the danger. Well, you can try to rearrange the words there to come up with what you think he might have been opining. But as it stands, it's a completely ungrammatical nonsense sentence. Kind of like the kind of sentence that comes out of the mouth of creepy Joe Biden.
You should stay away from crowds, no matter where the crowds
government
are.
Government has stopped people from going to work. In fact, just in New Jersey 4 days ago, Ian Smith, Frank Trombetta were arrested for opening up, for trying to operate their business, their gym. They were arrested. But my bet is if these two individuals own this gym were outside just in front of their gym and all the people who were working out in their gym were outside protesting, they'd been just fine. But because they were in the gym working out, actually running their business, they got arrested. You think that's okay?
There's another question. And I will tell you, Anthony Fauci isn't going to answer that question. He doesn't answer questions. He opines.
You know, I'm not going to opine on who gets arrested.
Oh, there we have again another sign of actually a person with a fairly low IQ. He thinks opine is a kind of an educated, sophisticated word. So he's going to impress you. He's going to impress girl strangers, maybe so he can have sex with them. He's going to impress people with his big vocabulary, opine. But there's a problem, Dr. Fauci, in case it didn't occur to you. If you use the same profound word in successive paragraphs, it doesn't work. And certainly don't use it in the next paragraph. You got to show us you didn't work on a little vocabulary card, a flash card, before you testified.
And who does not? I mean, you get where I'm going. I'm telling you, as a public health official, I say crowds.
Do you see the inconsistency, though, Dr. Fauci?
There's no inconsistency.
There's no inconsistency. There's no inconsistency. No, you throw the opening pitch out and that pitch. You've got to see that pitch, folks. It's a ground ball. It stays in the air only for a few feet. Then it goes on the ground across the first baseline. It doesn't even come within running, leaping distance of the mile of the plate. The pitcher there, what was the name of the pitcher who tried? He couldn't possibly catch it. He had to go over and chase it down. But then he gets off the mound. He wears a mask. He's on national TV. Then he goes up in the totally empty stands, and they're empty. Why? Because of you, you little piece of garbage. I almost said a bad word. The stands are empty because of you, Fauci. You're the guy that walked into Donald Trump's office and said 2.2 million people are going to die. When? Now. Why? Because the most horrible disease ever is coming. It's here. And we must close the economy immediately or people will die by the millions. This is a piece of crap. Folks, this was a designed operation. This was a designed takedown. And the reason Fauci is looking so cocky and so blank-faced with his big smile is because he has done what no other demon rat could do. He has clobbered Donald Trump and us, clobbered all of us patriots. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Big John, Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John, Big John.
Big Bad John,
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much, he kind of quiet and shy. And if you spoke at all, you just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen and a crashing blow from a huge right
hand. Huge right hand, son of Louisiana fella, to the promised land. Big John. Hey, well, hey, folks, we're back. Here on our Friday edition of the Trump Phenomenon. We're going to limit ourselves to a Sunday edition for the foreseeable future. But so be with us on Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. Where we'll the Trump Clubhouse will all assemble here and cram in our 2 hour. We'll try to get it all done in 2 hours. Now, here is one of our heroes, Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio, here he goes pounding little Anthony Fauci. Here, you got another 2 minutes of this enjoyment. Here he comes.
Yes, yeah.
And we're going to hear that ungrammatical sentence again from this liberal know-it-all. What's the deal with all these degrees and all of this research work if you can't? If my 8-year-old made a statement like the one that Fauci's about to make, I would have to say, I would have to correct the English grammar of this statement.
Well, I'm not going to opine on limiting anything. I'm telling you what it is, the danger. And you can make your own conclusion about that. You should stay away from crowds, no matter where the crowds
government stopped,
are.
Government has stopped people from going to work. In fact, just in New Jersey, 4 days ago, Ian Smith, Frank Trombetta were arrested for opening up, for trying to operate their business, their gym. They were arrested. But my bet is if these two individuals own this gym were outside just in front of their gym and all the people who were working out in their gym were outside protesting, they'd been just fine. But because they were in the gym working out, actually running their business, they got arrested. You think that?
Now, by the way, folks, it is getting worse. I'm up here in North Dakota. We never had a coronavirus up here. There never was a coronavirus. And guess what? I went into McDonald's before the show here and pick up a reward for my daughter for fixing the computer so you can hear me so well. And what was it? What was it? What do you call it? A frappe mocha. It's pretty good. And there's a sign in there. Starting tomorrow, to enter this store, you must wear a mask. And the employees will have to wear a mask. Now, I've been proud. I've been happy that when I went into these stores in North Dakota, they didn't have masks on. The employees didn't have masks on. Nobody asked the customers to have masks. But now, what are we into this? January, February, March, April, May, June, July. Tomorrow's August. 8 months into this thing, they're going to tell me I have to put a mask on to go get a frappe mocha? Fauci's going to tell me? And those poor people in the McDonald's, you know, over the French fryer and stuff, crammed together. It's already hot. It's already sweaty. It's already unbearable. You put a mask on, you're going to have people fainting behind the French fryer. Come on. This is stupid. This is moronic. This is asinine. And one of the things that's happening is we, as an American people, they're finding out. They're testing us. They're finding out how dumb are these people? How compliant are they? Are they, how sheepish are they? What cowards are they? This is a test of us, folks. 8 months into this thing, and you're going to, in the middle of North Dakota, in the middle of the North Plains, where there is no coronavirus, there is fresh air, there's no, nothing's going on here, nobody's dying. I have not yet found a single person up here who has ever heard of or knows a person who was even sick. Don't even need to ask about dying. But we're going to wear a mask to go into McDonald's and every other store? We're going backwards. Damn it. Stop this. Stop it now. Get these masks off our face. And this little puke, Fauci, now he's telling us, he's ordering us this perverse little twerp is telling us we're going to wear goggles. My ass, Fauci, I'm not wearing no goggles, you clown.
That's okay.
You know, I'm not going to opine on who gets arrested and
who. Oh, he's opining again.
Does not. I mean, I you get where I'm going. I'm telling you, as a public health official, I say crowds.
Do you see the inconsistency, though, Dr. Fauci?
There's no inconsistency, Congressman.
So you're allowed to protest millions of people on one day in crowds, yelling, screaming, but you try to run your business, you get arrested. And if you stood right outside of that same business and protested, you wouldn't get arrested. You don't see an inconsistency there?
I don't understand what you're.
I don't understand. Right. We understand you, though, Fauci. We'll be right back.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cyber crimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With patriotinternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, patriotinternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from patriotinternet.com. Visit patriotinternet.com today.
Get riled. See? The forefathers' plan. Hey. Well, here we are, folks, in the final half hour of this Friday edition of the Trump Phenomenon. And with us from Chicago, the formerly great city and formerly beautiful, wonderful, I mean, quintessentially American city of Chicago, we have Jerry. Jerry, what's on your mind?
Hey, Kelso, if you don't interrupt, I just want to get 2 points out real quick. And it was when about 4 or 5 years ago when I started listening to you, I was like, oh, man, no, this is no good, you know, and everything else like that. But I've taken a liking to you. And I got to be honest with you, I'm going to miss you for the 5 nights a week that you were on, plus your Saturday show. You struck out a lot of good points and everything else like that. And over the last 9-10 months, I really took a liking to your show. And thank you for your contribution and everything else like that. Before you jump in, I just wanted to ask you one thing. And I had mentioned this to John Stantmiller on his show earlier today. Is I heard a caller call in on this network in the last 4 to 5 weeks, making a comment about Anthony Fauci graduating med school in May of 1968 and getting his doctorate in June of 1968, and he never served a residency. How can this be?
Well, that's very interesting. It certainly sounds like Anthony Fauci. I don't have any knowledge on that. I know he's a total fraud, but may I thank you for your kind words earlier. That was very nice of you. You know, we'll get it all together on Sunday in our Sunday show. Are you going to be able to listen 4 to 6 Eastern on Sunday?
Yes, 4 to 6 I can listen, but I can't. It's tough for me to listen to you 8 to 9 Central Time during the weeknights because I get up at 3:15 in the morning.
Well, now this is nice. I'm glad you'll be in our audience on Sundays. And, you know, radio is not a sprint. It's a marathon. So, you know, I've had Saturday shows, Sunday shows. I've had Monday through Friday shows. I've had all kinds of – I started doing radio in 2003. So this is my 17th year of doing radio. And it's gotten more fun all the way. I'm having more fun now than ever. And the Sunday show is my favorite show, and it is our highest rated show also. On TalkStream Live, I've seen our Sunday show rated as high as number 10. That's in the nation. That's competing against the guys like Hannity and Limbaugh and Michael Savage. And by the way, having a Sunday show, having a weekend show, I'll tell you what, I'm in good company. There are other people who have shows who do one weekend show. Mark Levin is one. Judge Jeanine Pirro is another. So it's pretty distinguished company. So I don't mind packing all that I can into the Sunday show. But I very much appreciate your kind words. It's been a long haul. Let me ask you your thought. Do you think Trump's going to win or lose on November 3rd?
I think he's going to win because he's got my vote.
Okay, very good. Well, you must follow that. You must follow the dictum: vote early and vote often.
Well, I'm going to show up in person and I'm going to vote. I'm not going to mail it in. I'm not going to do any of the other crap that they offer.
I'm kidding. You know, that's one of the problems we have as honest people and good people. You know, we have severe handicaps as honest and good people. We fight fair. We don't cheat. We don't lie. We don't steal. So, you know, we start out with two strikes when we step up to the plate. But
isn't that amazing?
Yeah, I know. Well, hey, listen, thank you very much, Jerry. I love your city. I hope it, you know, Donald, by the way, you know, Donald Trump, whether he wins or loses on November 3rd, he is going to be the leader of the Make America Great Again movement as long as he's breathing. And he is a very healthy man, so that could be a long time. So I'm not too. We'll still have a patriot cause, and on November 4th, you know, we'll still have a Trump Phenomenon radio show for that week, that Sunday. So I'll see you there.
Okay, sounds good, James. You have a great evening and a great weekend, and. Thank you ever so much for your contribution.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you. thank you, everybody out there. Let's take a look here at some of the stories. It's coming so fast and coming so hot and heavy. Let's see what the president's doing here. Oh, we never got to hear the end of Jim Jordan, I don't think. Let's just see if I... did I goof that one up? Well, let's just go back to the president's tweets. And here is the president. He was in Florida today. I don't know what town in Florida is. This is now his home state, Florida. And his home there at Mar-a-Lago. I used to live in eyesight. I could look across the water to Mar-a-Lago. And so... there in Palm Beach. So he's in Florida, and the Florida sheriffs appear to be gathered around him next to Air Force One and his car, the Beast. And here's what the sheriffs have to say to the president. Let me see if I can't find it here. Here they are. Here is one of the top sheriffs in Florida speaking what's on the mind of every law enforcement officer in America. I would say 99% of them feel the way this sheriff feels about our leaders.
Now, like never before, America needs a president who stands strong with our law enforcement officers and who will be unwavering in protecting what I call our three C's, our citizens, our cops, and our Constitution. Yeah. Donald Trump is that president, and each of us on this stage knows just how important it is to have his continued support from the White House in making sure that America's law enforcement officers have the resources, tools, and backing that it takes to get the job done. Amen. Folks, we need a president who will continue to be unwavering in standing strong for law and order, and not a president that has never stood strong for anything.
Oh, yeah.
We need a president that will continue to say, if you break the law, you go to jail, and not a president that wants to give criminals hugs or blame law enforcement officers for doing their jobs of putting bad people in jail. Now more than ever, we need a president that ignores the insanity of those who suggest defunding the police, and a president who stands shoulder to shoulder with the brave men and women of law enforcement who put their lives on the line every day to protect our citizens, our homes, our businesses, and our way of life. Donald J. Trump is that president, and what we need is to make absolutely certain that we keep him in Washington, D.C., where he can stand with those who protect our communities and our country. Donald Trump is the president that stands strong with our law enforcement officers and our military, a president who honors those who heroically stand at the gate fighting evil. There's only one candidate for president that can...
I like that. Stand at the gate fighting evil. See, here's a sheriff who grasps the larger issue. Stands at the gate fighting evil. That's Donald Trump.
I honestly say they are law and order. Only one clear-cut candidate that is willing to stand on the steps of the Capitol and say, these are our cops, our protectors, and it's time we as a nation stand to protect them. In my view, there's only one candidate for president in 2020 that even understands what law and order means. And that is why we are all standing here today, Mr. President, in support of you, because we need someone in Washington who will be unwavering in the protection of our citizens, our cops, and our Constitution. Donald J. Trump is that someone, and we are all proud to stand with him in the protection of our great nation. Mr. President, we standing here with you and others around the country are proud to stand with you in the protection of our country. And we thank you for always standing with us, sir. Thank you.
Nice. Nice. Isn't that nice? And, you know, moments like that, you know, when Donald Trump does get the kind of thank you he deserves from important people, well, from anybody. From average people, any of us, but a whole group of sheriffs gathered around him there in front of the Beast, his big car, his tank, and Air Force One there on the tarmac at an airport somewhere in Florida. Probably it might be West Palm Beach Airport, I don't know. But that's the one you land at when you're going to Mar-a-Lago or take off. And, It must really, the president will look back, however it turns out on November 3rd, the president will look back to moments like this where we, the patriots of America, we told this man how much we love him and how much we appreciate what he's done. And that will mean everything to him. He'll keep on fighting. He never quits. He said that in those words, I never quit and I will never let you down. So, all right, that's a pretty nice little statement there from the president. Here's what he actually said from the same podium. Here's what he said. It's only 6 seconds long.
As long as I'm president, I will never defund your police, that I promise you. As long.
That was just one of the many things he said. But that's all that's in that particular clip. Here's another clip. Well, this is much longer. I'll just play the opening. This is 31 minutes long. I mean, I'll tell you what, if you want to get a good meaty speech, book Donald Trump. He doesn't give 5-minute talks.
joined today by a very good friend of mine, a man who is a great governor and is a great senator, Rick Scott, wherever Rick is. Rick. Rick, thank you. Alex Azar, the man that's really heading our COVID, you know, they're starting to give us very good marks, you know.
Oh, it's too long a speech, so I'll have to skip it because he's got a preamble going there. Let's go take a look at the headlines over here at Breitbart. Remember, the big story at Breitbart is, and the big story across the board, is that the left is pulling out all the stops. You know, that's a term from organ playing, you know, the old pipe organs. You had all those buttons, all those knobs arrayed above the keyboards of your organ, and those are your stops. And you pull them out, and they add sounds and add volume to your, so you can make your organ sound like a whole orchestra. And so the left is pulling out all the stops. They're playing away furiously on their communist organ. And speaking of their communist organ, I'm sorry to do this. I know it's a little bit vulgar, but I just have to indulge in this laugh that I, you know, one of the engineers pointed out to me that all you have to do when the left puts up their graffiti of their clenched fist, the communist salute, and they stencil that clenched fish on a clenched fish, that's what it's. The pun is going to get a little elaborate here. The clenched fist, it might be clenching a fish. The clenched fist, what you do is you just add in your own counter graffiti. I'm not suggesting you do this, that you should do graffiti, but please enjoy it when you see it. And out of one end of the fist is one part of a part of the male anatomy, and out the other side of the fist is another part connected of the male anatomy. Oh, my goodness. And that is really, I hope, and the engineer was hoping with me that this would catch on as a meme. Even I am seeming to start to understand what a meme is now. Let's look at some of the news here at Breitbart. Oh, well, the story is Breitbart is being censored. They've got their clenched fish. Their clenched fish. Say that three times in a row. They're clenching very hard on anybody who tries to speak. Breitbart, Tucker Carlson, this network, Republic Broadcasting. You know, we're all going to be in for it. We're all going to feel the clenched fish. And we've got to give as good as we get. And, of course, it's very important to win. I love what, was it MacArthur who said? There's no substitute in war for winning. Consider the alternative. I added that. So there is no substitute in war for winning, and this is most certainly a war. It's the ultimate war. It's the greatest war our race, our people, our way of life, our civilization has ever been in. The greatest of all the wars. We've been in many wars. But this, I don't think I'm overstating, is the most consequential. It's the most crucial moment. It's the, I think, maybe the only moment up till now in all of European history where what was at stake was our survival as a civilization, our survival as a viable people who rule our own lands. We may survive as an occupant, as a people who occupy a land that we don't control. But that doesn't sound too good to me. That's not the future that my ancestors had planned. I sure don't want to have that be my mark that, you know, when he was born, his people controlled their lands, all of them. But he didn't leave it that way. I want us to do better than that. So let's take a look here. So Breitbart is being choked. In the article I read yesterday, was it, who was it at Breitbart? Alex Marlowe, one of them at Breitbart, said that their search results on Google are down 99.7%. Now that rounds up to 100% as far as I'm concerned. In other words, Google has choked the fish completely. There's no circulation left. Complete censorship. And that's fatal, of course. And then there's the famous video from the doctors, to grab examples. We're doing a lot of grabbing and clinching here. American frontline doctors, I'm just going for examples in the last 72 hours. They had a video that had 18 million views in 6 hours. That is the all-time world record for views per hour. 18 million in 6 hours. And that video was hunted down by YouTube and killed. The YouTube creeps, the morons, and all you YouTube, if any of you left-wing YouTubers are listening to me who work at YouTube, which is owned, I think, by Google, you're all a bunch of liberal pukes. You're all a bunch of hypocrites. You're all a bunch of liars. You lie. They hunted down this video of a dozen distinguished treating physicians, people who treat people with the flu, this corona flu. And they've hunted every instance they could find of this video down and deleted it, put it in the memory hole. But the exciting thing is, well, that 18 million views in 6 hours, and also the exciting thing that patriots are finding ways to preserve data, preserve videos, preserve radio shows, hang on to them, put them out. I know on my car radio, I get a patriot, I might as well say who it is, I get Alex Jones on my car radio. I have no idea where it's coming from. I have no idea. Somebody is broadcasting out of their garage and is rebroadcasting a patriot broadcast, in this case, Jones's, but it could be RBN. It could be Breitbart. It could be any patriot. Somebody has got a micro station and is, I pick it up in my car every day. I listen to it faithfully. There's no announcement as to who it is. There are no ads. It's just the voice comes on. Kind of a scratchy signal, but I can hear clearly. And that may be part of our future. Is, you remember a few years ago, everybody was talking about, I think they were called micro stations. I'm not sure what they're called, but people doing micro broadcasting, maybe only a couple miles in circumference, in radius. So anyway, here's Breitbart. What are they saying here? Here's a great story. The head of the Centers for Disease Control, that totally garbage, corrupt organization, and this guy's name, he's one of the idiots, Robert Redfield. He admitted today, get this, CDC chief, Robert Redfield, agrees there's a perverse economic incentive for hospitals to inflate coronavirus deaths. This guy had to agree to that today in the hearing when a Republican asked him about it. He said they have a perverse monetary incentive to increase their count of coronavirus fatalities. Asked to comment on what Representative Blaine Lutkemeyer, well, there's a German name for you, Republican of Missouri, described as, quote, the perverse incentive during a hearing by the House Oversight and Reform Select Committee on the Coronavirus Crisis, Dr. Redfield responded, I think you're correct in that we've seen this in other disease processes too. So he's trying to evade a little bit there, saying, well, other people do it too. He said, really, in the HIV epidemic, somebody may have a heart attack but also have HIV. The hospital would prefer the classification for HIV because there's greater reimbursement. Then, but here's the important statement. He said, so I do think there's some reality to that. When it, so very good. Now, by the way, something else that I heard on the TV today in that very same hearing, and I've got to go back to listen to it to make sure I wasn't imagining things. I think it was Redfield who said that we've done studies that show that if you wash your hands, put on the mask, socially distance, those three things, and don't assemble in crowds or something, maybe four things, that has as much effect, that is as effective as shutting down the economy at restraining the virus. Now, folks, if that's what I actually heard, I mean, I was listening and that's what I heard. If Redfield said that, what he just admitted was that the whole damn lockdown was pointless from any legitimate health point of view. Even from a health point of view, the lockdown didn't do a damn thing to restrict the number of cases. And then, of course, that's only the tip of the iceberg, because the real consequences of the lockdown is you just destroyed America. Oh, gee, that's kind of a bad side effect. You know, like on the drugs, they have a label, you know, side effects. You watch those ads on TV where they go, you know, they say, take Lemnisavicerol. It'll get rid of your scabies. Okay. And then they go, then really fast, they say, other consequences, side effects may include liver disease, kidney disease, paraplegia, stroke, vomiting, diarrhea, death. Well, that's what the consequence of the damn lockdown is. Death to our country. Hey, are we running out of time? I think we are.
Yeah.
Let me listen closely here. Let me listen for the church bells here.
3 minutes.
We got a caller. Let's just take very briefly, Tom in Utah, can you give us a concluding thought?
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, give me a concluding thought. Short, punchy.
I am so sad that you're discrediting the wonderful Dr. Fallacy. Oh wait a minute. Did I miss? He taught me a couple of good words like acquire and hyper contagious. I'd never heard those words in my 30, 40 years of pathology. Wow.
Yeah. Well, anyway, you know, hey,
you're
Tom.
Doing a good job, Jim.
Well, thank you, Tom. But, well, hey, we're not done. We're just getting started. I'll see you in. Are you able to listen to the Sunday show?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll see you.
My rotten eggs to throw at you if I need to.
Beautiful. Wonderful. Okay. And I'll see all the rest of you 4 to 6 p.m. this Sunday here in the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show. This is Kelso signing off from the weeknight shows. And we'll see you in 48 hours. So long for now.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store
or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.